This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh.
Another foggy morning.
We have the story.
A teen is held in the fatal shooting of another teenager. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. The last Wichita City Council meeting of 2025 was held Tuesday. Hear what they discussed coming up.
Two adults identified in possible Wichita overdose deaths. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Foggy conditions will linger in Kansas through the Christmas holiday, and Sean Stewart with AAA Kansas has this advice for drivers.
It's fine to certainly drive in fog. You know, it's just a matter of being a little bit more cautious, slowing down for the weather conditions, and making sure that you have the proper headlights and taillights illuminated so not only can you see, but other drivers can see you. That's just as important.
A dense fog advisory has been issued for most of central Kansas until 9 o'clock this morning, and that means potentially hazardous driving conditions here in the Wichita area.
A male in his late teens was hospitalized in extremely critical condition. This following a shooting in the 3600 block of South Eisenhower Court in southwest Wichita. Shooting occurred about 10 o'clock last night. 911 dispatch confirming the injured victim was unresponsive at the scene. No details immediately available.
A 14-year-old boy has died. A 15-year-old has been arrested in connection with the fatal shooting in North Wichita. This happened Monday afternoon in the backyard of a home in the 2600 block of North Fairview near 25th and Arkansas. Several other teenage boys ages 14 to 18 were in the yard at the time of the shooting. A 15-year-old boy booked into juvenile intake on suspicion of second-degree murder.
The Wichita City Council will wait until late next month to vote on a resolution to further clarify how the city would use potential sales tax proceeds.
The resolution outlined how public and private dollars would be used for the design and construction of a new downtown public performing arts center. However, the public must first vote on the sales tax measure on March 3rd. If it passes, the city will impose a 1% sales tax to fund public safety improvements and other projects. The city will hold a meeting and workshop on January 27th for further discussions. The council accepted a $654,000 donation from Quick Trip. Those funds will be used to purchase more drone hardware slated for the Quick Trip at Douglas and Washington. The city is confident the drones can help deter street racing that plagues this area, along with other crimes. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Wichita police are investigating after two adults were found dead inside a home in the 1600 block of North Glendale.
EMS responded just before 9:30 Monday morning after a 46-year-old man reported chest pains. He was transported to an area hospital in stable condition. A neighbor, after realizing that the man did not live at the residence, entered the home and discovered a man and woman unresponsive in the basement and called 911. Officers located the two individuals identified as 45-year-old Eric Taylor, who lived at the home, and 36-year-old Regina Reynolds. They were pronounced deceased at the scene. The case is being treated as an overdose investigation. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The Trump administration defended its actions against Venezuela before an emergency United Nations Security Council meeting Tuesday. And Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer reports from New York.
The U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Mike Waltz, told the U.N. Security Council in no uncertain terms that the Trump administration will do whatever it takes to defend itself from what they have called Venezuela's terrorist drug gangs. Waltz says the U.S. is ready to impose and enforce sanctions to the maximum extent to deprive Maduro's Venezuelan regime of resources. Venezuela's ambassador says the threat is not Venezuela, but rather the U.S. government, accusing the U.S. of wanting to annex the South American country while slamming strikes on alleged drug boats that have killed over 100.
KNSS News time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And we do have sports coming up. We'll tell you about something that happened in Wichita that may have changed football history. So we'll talk about that. That's in a few minutes. Sports.
Huge Christmas Eve Powerball jackpot. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News time now, 8:08. 8 minutes past 8 o'clock and 45 degrees. The CDC is expecting an uptick in flu diagnoses. Fox's Jonathan Sari reports.
The CDC estimates that seasonal flu has already caused at least 4.6 million illnesses and 1,900 deaths, and the numbers are only expected to get worse as Americans gather for the holidays. That is because one of the common flu strains, H3N2, has undergone a mutation that better evades the immune response to previous flu infections. And it was identified too late in the year to be included in the current vaccine. It is now the leading cause of flu-related illness in the U.S.
The CDC logs a near 15% increase in those testing positive for influenza on its FluView webpage.
Immigrant truckers have filed suit over California's revocation of their commercial driver's licenses.
The lawsuit alleges the state violated the rights of about 17,000 truckers when their commercial driver's licenses were revoked because they overstayed the time that they were allowed to remain in the United States. California is one of four states from which the White House is threatening to withhold money for failing to crack down on illegal migrants who are issued commercial driver's licenses. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Some National Guard troops are heading to the Big Easy for the new year.
The Trump administration is deploying 350 troops to New Orleans ahead of the new year. Border Patrol is already there, cracking down on illegal immigration. Similar deployments to blue states were harshly criticized by Democratic governors and others, but Louisiana Republican Governor Jeff Landry is welcoming the troops.
They're going to be here in New Orleans. It's going to help us further crack down on the violence here in the city of New Orleans and elsewhere around Louisiana.
Landry on Fox's The Will Cain Show. Critics claim the National Guard deployment is unwarranted. The deployment is expected to last through February. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
What about this for a last-minute Christmas gift? Cold hard cash.
It's Christmas Eve, and that Powerball ticket in your stocking may be worth at least $1.7 billion. There's been no jackpot winner in the multi-state games since September 6th, when winning tickets in Texas and Missouri split a jackpot of $1.78 billion. If your Christmas miracle happens tonight, you could take home a lump sum payment slightly more than $781 million. If there is no lucky ticket tonight matching five numbers and the red Powerball, the total for Saturday's after Christmas drawing will get closer to the all-time record jackpot of more than $2 billion. Good luck. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
KNSS News time now, 8:11, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Traffic volumes here in the Wichita area starting to get thinner out there, but the fog remains pretty heavy. Visibility at Eisenhower National Airport still listed at a little over a tenth of a mile. So we've got dangerous conditions out there this morning as we've got some very thick fog here in the Wichita area. Traffic update 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Get ready for dense fog in areas of difficult travel through midday, then turning partly cloudy and 64 this afternoon. Mostly clear this evening, fog returns late tonight, overnight low 45. Fog on Christmas morning, then mostly sunny and warm, high up to 70. Fog possible again Friday morning, and then mostly sunny and 71 by Friday afternoon. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now fog, a south wind at 7 miles per hour. 45 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. You can win a pair of tickets to see Aaron Tippin in concert at Gillies in Park City. Text the keyword CASH, C-A-S-H, to the number 20357 for a chance at a pair of tickets to see Aaron Tippin December 30th. Message and data rates may apply. Gillies Park City is now open. Live music, barbecue, dancing, sports, and arcade thrills at Gillies in Park City. 8:13 now, Stephen Tin in the morning here on KNSS. Yesterday's high temperature in Wichita was 55 degrees. Normal high for the date, 44. And December 24th, it was on this date in 1923 that President Calvin Coolidge touched a button and lit up the first national Christmas tree to grace the White House grounds. Silent cow. Somebody is. Some woman sat next to him in one of the presidential functions. This is the story. And she said, Mr. President, my friend bet me that, I bet my friend that I could get you to say more than three words. And he said, you lose. So that was it. Apparently had quite a sense of humor there. Let's see here. Lottery Club, a club that started out as a joke between teachers at a North Carolina elementary school, ended up winning a $100,000 Powerball prize 15 years later. The nine teachers at Swansboro Elementary School told North Carolina Education Lottery officials they started buying tickets together 15 years ago. The teachers, who call their club Nine Lucky Pirates, won $100,000 when a Powerball ticket they bought for the November 24th drawing from the Walmart on West Corbett Avenue in Swansboro. At this club, buying tickets 15 years, and they finally got one.
Well, it paid off.
Yeah. Something to do for 15 years. Whoa. All right. Despite concerns about the economy, Americans are spending more this holiday season. Consumers are spending an average of $1,000 during last-minute shopping, with retail sales up 4.2% from November 1st through Sunday. I'm not spending that much. I don't know about you.
No.
Not today, in last minute. MasterCard Spending Plus reported a 3.9% increase in sales, with shoppers blending online and in-store shopping to find the best deals. Retailers note that customers are being selective this year, focusing on gifts rather than holiday decor due to concerns about inflation and economic uncertainty. All right, Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS. It's Christmas time. Ted, are you a guy who would you give these little cards, gift cards to people? They're like a little, looks like a credit card. And of course,
not really.
You do that?
No,
okay.
I'm more of a actual gift person.
Well, we probably don't have. I don't know. I'm going to speak to you. I don't know how many people you have to give, but you probably use your creativity effectively in coming up for something nice for everybody.
Try right? to.
Okay.
Well, I feel like a gift card, you know, it's fine, but
yeah,
it takes about 2 seconds of thought to put into that.
Well, I'd rather have cash.
But. Well, nobody's ever turning that down. That always brings a smile to someone's face when they
sure
open
does.
Up and see money.
Money. 8:16 now, Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And let's take a look at sports now with Ted Woodward, sir.
All right. We have the National Football League has a triple header on Christmas Day tomorrow. Very few of the teams involved actually have anything at stake. One of them is the Detroit Lions. They're still trying to get into the playoffs. The Lions at the Vikings in the afternoon game at 3:30 tomorrow. You can listen to that one over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Primetime game tomorrow night on Christmas night is in Arrowhead Stadium, which, you know, a month and a half ago, this would have been just one of the best matchups you could think
That's
of.
That's right.
And, 6 weeks later, it's not so good. But you got the Kansas City Chiefs out of the playoffs on a four-game losing streak, hosting the number one team in the league, the Denver Broncos, in the final home game of the season for the Chiefs. Chiefs are a 13.5-point underdog going into that one tomorrow night on Christmas night.
Yeah.
Quarterback for the Chiefs, down to their third string now, is quarterback Chris Oladokun out of South Dakota State. And he talks about how his teammates have treated him, and he's ready to go here for these final two games. The audio from Sports Radio 810 WHB.
You know, in terms of, I think just the little operational stuff, just making sure we get in and out of the huddle. Don't want to have any penalties, whether it's my cadence and, you know, me and the O-line just sort of getting on the same page. I think that's always something we could clean up. But, you know, for a first outing, I felt really good, felt really proud of myself. And not only myself, but the guys were awesome with me. I mean, Trav, Creed, Trey, the whole O-line sort of, you know, make every single driver out there, hey, we got your back, man. So when you have that confidence, you know, from those guys, I mean, felt great.
There you go. There's your Chiefs quarterback, Chris Oladokun.
We didn't get that far this far if he's crummy. I mean, under right circumstances, he's probably going to do pretty well.
I mean, he's talented, but he's put into a situation where he's
awful.
Going
yeah.
up against his Very strong defense by the Broncos, and new guy in the NFL. Got to figure out some things out.
You bet.
Mitch Holthus and the Chiefs Radio Network begin their pregame coverage at 6 o'clock tomorrow evening on Christmas night. Kickoff at 7:15 p.m. tomorrow night. Of course, right here on your home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Also, might be the final home game for Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce.
That's right.
You never know if he decides to retire at the end of the season. So we'll see how that goes. Chiefs in action tomorrow night on Christmas night. Hockey in the National Hockey League last night. The Toronto Maple Leafs win on home ice, beat the Pittsburgh Penguins 6-3 to snap a three-game losing streak. Former Wichita Thunder forward Bobby McMahon had a goal for the Maple Leafs late in the game. Put them up 5-3 on an empty net goal. McMahon with his 10th goal of the season. Former Thunder player helping the Maple Leafs to a win last night. Pro basketball in the NBA. The Toronto Raptors go on the road to Miami, beat the Heat 112-91. In the starting lineup for the Raptors, former Kansas Jayhawk Ochai Agbaji with 5 points and 5 rebounds. And off the bench for the Raptors, Wichita's Grady Dick, the former Kansas Jayhawk, made a couple of free throws and got a couple of steals off the bench. Raptors have won 3 out of 5. They're in the number 4 spot in the Eastern Conference. All right, let's go back to football, and we're going to look ahead to a game that happened on Christmas Day 30 years ago. I remember watching this one. 30 years ago was the Aloha Bowl. 11th-ranked KU versus 24th-ranked UCLA. Jayhawks win it 51-30 on Christmas Day.
Wow.
Some of the big stars at running back June Henley had a 49-yard touchdown run in the first quarter. Receiver Isaac Bird had a 77-yard touchdown reception in the second quarter. And Eric Van, the running back out of El Dorado, had a big 67-yard touchdown run late in the game. KU would finish that year with a record of 10-2 under head coach Glenn Mason. That was his best year as a college head coach. Got KU all the way to the ranked 11th in the nation. That was the Aloha Bowl on Christmas Day 30 years ago in Honolulu. And we're going to go back a lot further than that. 120 years ago on Christmas Day, right here in Wichita. It was an experimental college football game between Fairmount and Washburn. The Shockers and the Ichabods at Association Park here in Wichita. And the deal was they were experimenting with some new rules that college football was thinking about, because college football at that time was considered pretty barbaric. A lot of guys were getting broken bones and getting hurt, and I think a couple guys got killed. Football was just this kind of free-for-all with no rules, very little rules. So college football was kind of trying to do something to clean up the game, make it a little less dangerous.
Safer.
So a couple of the rules they were thinking of. One of them was instead of having to go 5 yards in 3 plays for a first down, you'd have a first and 10 yards in 4 plays.
That sounds bad.
And
good.
They didn't know how to handle it, and all it led to was a bunch of punting, and the game ended up 0-0. But there's another new rule they experimented with called the forward pass. Instead of everybody just gathering in a big pile and beating each other up on every play, you could actually throw the ball downfield.
Open the game up.
So, I mean, there are different disputes as to who had the first ever forward pass, but if you're a Shocker fan, Fairmount claims that it threw the first forward pass in college football history in that game. Bill Davis connecting up with Art Solter for the first ever forward pass in college football.
From Washburn?
From Wichita, from Fairmount.
Okay.
Yeah. So, we'll see. That's a part of college football history that happened on Christmas Day, 120 years ago, right here in Wichita, in that 0-0 game between the Shockers and the Ichabods in college football. That is Sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather for holiday fun. Hey, bring the whole family and your out-of-town visitors to WBC for a taste of pizza and beer made here. East near Central and Woodlawn. West at 13th and Tyler. And in historic Delano at Handley. Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather for the holiday season.
Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean looks at immigration numbers. That's on the way with Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh. Ted Woodward here on this Wednesday morning. Christmas Eve, 45 degrees right now. A 16-year-old boy has been arrested following an accident that left a 14-year-old girl in critical condition in North Wichita. This happened Monday afternoon in the 2700 block of Shelton. Investigators say two girls had been riding on the roof of a car driven by the boy. Both teens began sliding off the roof, and the 14-year-old fell, hitting her head on the pavement. Formal charges are pending.
A state trooper in Delaware on duty, shot and killed.
The incident took place at a DMV office near Wilmington. Delaware State Police spokesman Corporal Rashawn Rich explains what happened.
The suspect approached a trooper who was working an overtime assignment sitting at the reception desk and shot him.
Corporal Rich says the trooper then saved someone else's life.
After being shot, the trooper pushed a DMV employee out of harm's way, and the suspect shot the trooper again.
Delaware State Police Superintendent William Crotty called the fallen trooper
a hero who saved lives today while sacrificing his own.
The suspect was also killed. Authorities have not yet discussed a possible motive. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
The Department of Justice Tuesday released 30,000 more documents related to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, including some that mentioned President Donald Trump. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer has more.
The Justice Department says some of the documents contain bogus claims that were made against President Trump before the 2020 election, calling the claims unfounded and false, but they are being released as legally required, like this letter appearing at first glance to be from Epstein to convicted serial sexual abuser Larry Nassar, which references President Trump, but the FBI says it is fake, pointing out that it doesn't match Epstein's handwriting and that it was postmarked after his death. There's also a document from 2020 from a federal prosecutor indicating President Trump flew on Epstein's private plane more than previously reported back in the 90s.
And the president had previously claimed he had never flown on Epstein's plane.
A Republican senator is listing his annual Christmas grievances with how the government spends money.
Nearly 20 pages detail what Senator Rand Paul believes is wasteful government spending in his 2025 Festivus report. This year's Festivus includes $2.1 million in research by the Department of Health and Human Services to, quote, collect saliva samples and conduct surveys at EDM clubs and festivals in New York City about drug usage. Paul has released the report for several years to inform taxpayers about how the government is spending their money. The senator was a supporter of the Trump administration's Department of Government Efficiency. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
The United States and Iran say they are willing to hold talks at the United Nations, but they're still pretty far apart on a nuclear deal.
Talks were canceled in September when Iran's supreme leader rejected any direct nuclear negotiations. But Iran's UN ambassador says Tehran has had a change of heart, saying Iran is okay with the core principles of the 2015 nuclear deal, where Iran agreed to stop developing nuclear weapons if sanctions were lifted. President Trump pulled the United States out of that deal in 2018. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
The state will use STAR bonds to build a $3 billion stadium in Wyandotte County to lure the Kansas City Chiefs to move from Missouri to Kansas. Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News how STAR bonds work.
STAR bonds stands for sales tax and revenue bonds. And what happens is the state will issue bonds up front to finance the stadium and all the surrounding development. And then they'll create what's called a STAR bonds district. And it's a dedicated revenue stream so that you don't have to use state general funds or any other type of funding. But the sales tax that's generated in this district, the incremental sales tax goes back to pay back the bonds.
Beatty commented during his weekly chat with Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Stephen Ted in the morning, KNSS, 8:50 now here on this Wednesday morning, Christmas Eve. Three big things.
Three.
Football Christmas night. Kansas City Chiefs host the Denver Broncos.
Two.
14-year-old boy is dead. 15-year-old arrested after a North Wichita shooting.
One.
Another foggy day across much of Kansas. Headlights on, please, and slow down. Three big things. Stephen 10 in the morning on KNSS.
The fog here in the Wichita area is still very thick out there. We've got Eisenhower National Airport saying the visibility is just a little over a tenth of a mile. definitely don't doubt that. We're under a dense fog advisory until noon today. And looks like tomorrow we might have another foggy morning out there. So just be aware that in these conditions, you do have to be extra careful. Visibility definitely a problem today and probably tomorrow morning. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. The Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
Dense fog this morning, then partly sunny later today with a high of 64 degrees. Tuesday's high was 55. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 48. For Thursday, Christmas Day, morning fog, then mostly sunny. Tomorrow's high, 68 degrees. Now fog, south wind at 7 miles per hour. 45 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Trading underway on Wall Street here on this Wednesday morning. The Dow is up by 113 points. The S&P is up by just almost 3 points. However, the NASDAQ trading down by 28 points.
And a local business news update from the Wichita Business Journal. Wesley Medical Center with some major construction projects coming up in the new year, including adding dozens of hospital beds, building a second helipad, and a new parking garage. A couple of major renovations beginning next year, combined a total value of more than $120 million. There's a nearly $56 million project. See a medical helicopter landing pad and a couple of new floors added onto the critical care tower at Wesley Medical Center on the campus there at Central and Hillside. That's according to a filing with the Sedgwick County Metropolitan Area Building and Construction Department. One floor will be completed with the addition of 34 inpatient beds by the end of 2027. That's what CEO Bill Volek said in an interview with the Business Journal.
Next Era Energy Resources is growing its Kansas footprint with a proposed energy project south of Wichita. The Florida-based energy company wants to expand its presence in Sumner County, where it operates a wind farm with a battery energy storage system and a solar complex at Webb Road and U.S. Route 160 near Oxford. It will start work next year on the first phase of the lithium-ion battery storage project, representing an initial 150 megawatts of power and an investment of $190 million. That's according to Next Era Energy spokesperson. Now, that phase is anticipated to take up to a year to construct and be operational by 2027. At build-out, the project called Webb Road Energy Storage will have capacity to store up to 300 megawatts. That is enough to power thousands of homes. And that's your local business update this morning with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Kirk Semenoff from the Business Journal is usually doing these reports, but he's not with us today.
Yeah, he's doing Christmas stuff.
There you go.
Hey, I do want to mention that we've had some great sports updates today. Telling you about the first ever forward pass in college football history by the Shockers. Our sports, of course, is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather for holiday fun while everyone's in town. Make WBC your unofficial high school or college alumni meetup spot. More than 15 different beers, Christmas cocktail lists, and pizzas everyone will love. And that makes Wichita Brewing Company the place where groups gather for the holiday season.
How about it, Ted? You got the Christmas spirit. Is it coming on to you now?
Well, of course it is. Well, yeah. It's Christmas Eve. I better have it by now.
Yeah, it'll be too late if you don't.
I know.
Today is, it just got better with National Eggnog Day.
Mm-hmm.
The drink that is only available in stores during the holiday season.
Aha.
A sweet beverage made from milk, sugar, spices, cream, and eggs. Eggnog has been enjoyed by
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Families,
it has
the day before Christmas for centuries.
Oh, okay.
Now, and liquor is optional for those who want to get more festive.
You tend to spice it up a little bit.
Then you know.
What's your eggnog take?
I like eggnog. Just eggnog. Just yeah. I've been watching.
There's a couple of years ago, my mom says I'm about on January 3rd. You know what I'd like? I'd like some eggnog. Of course, by then the January store don't 3rd. Have it anymore.
Yeah.
It's like, Mom, this would have been good information about a week ago.
Oh, there you go. He missed a boat on that one. Been watching, of course, the Turner Classics to try and find some of the old movies.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't seen too many yet. I'm sure we'll get blitzed tonight and tomorrow.
They've been doing a marathon the last few
years.
They had
a desk set on.
There must be a Christmas scene in that movie.
Oh, there's a Christmas party that goes on.
This
big corporation. And people are running around with bottles of champagne and dancing and doing all kinds.
Tracy and Catherine.
Yeah, actually crazy. Yeah, Kent. Spencer, Tracy, Cass, and this big computer comes in.
Yes.
And the computer is as big as a house.
Yeah, it's massive.
And like I said, it's just a crazy party. We probably won't have one like that at my house. All right. Coming up, Glenn Beck here on KNSS at top of the hour news. Another foggy day for much of Kansas. If you missed any of today's show, just want to listen again, check out the free Odyssey app. Thanks you for listening. We are Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. And to you and yours, we wish you a very, very Merry Christmas.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.